You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
30% of women suffer from urinary incontinence, where the bladder is overactive and leads to leaking. The only remedy provided to those with urinary incontinence is to not engage in activity that would stress their pelvic muscles. I spoke to Dr. Jennifer Kruger about the advent of FemFit technology and how it works to strengthen women's pelvic floor muscles and how the treatment will change as the technology evolves.
Could we begin by discussing what the FemFit is and what sparked your interest in researching the developing technology?
FemFit has grown out of my research around women's health and in particular how that's related to childbirth and sometimes what happens to women after childbirth in terms of pelvic floor muscle function. And so that typically manifests as urinary incontinence, and so that's involuntary leakage, usually when women laugh, cough, jump or sneeze. And we know that pelvic floor muscle training is very effective for helping both prevent urinary incontinence as well as treat urinary incontinence. And so the development of the instrument, the FemFit, came about because it's very difficult for women to know if they're doing their pelvic floor muscle exercises correctly and if they're doing the correct program to help relieve the symptoms of incontinence.
With the assistance of the Auckland Bioengineering Institute, how has a multidisciplinary approach informed the direction of your research?
So working at the ABI has been really helpful because it is such a multidisciplinary environment. And so being here, my background is clinical, but I've had access to engineers, to designers, to people that can measure stuff and build stuff, and as well as having other expertise, particularly in the field of women's health, has really enhanced the ability for us to design and develop an instrument which is completely unique on the market. So it's come about by knowing the physiology, it's come about by knowing the limitations of technology, but also knowing what we can do with technology to give us the best kind of information to feedback to women to know what they're doing, if they're doing it correctly.
Urinary incontinence is a result of urinary tract infections and a lot of associated issues, and affects around 30% of women. How does the FemFit work as an application to strengthen a woman's pelvic muscle and prevent urinary incontinence?
Urinary incontinence is a big problem. So as you mentioned, 30% of women will suffer from involuntary leakage at some point during their lives. And this is not normal. It's not to be expected. It's not just a consequence of aging. It is more prevalent after childbirth, but it's not inevitable. And so, as I mentioned, pelvic floor muscle exercises is a really effective way to help manage the symptoms of incontinence. And what the FemFit does is it gives women immediate feedback on whether they are doing their pelvic floor muscle exercises correctly. And the program that they follow on the app is a program that has been designed to relieve those symptoms. So if you follow the program through to its end and you do the exercises in the frequency that has been prescribed, then the likelihood of you achieving results is about 70 to 80%. So that's the beauty of the instrument, is it really gives you good feedback on technique. It gives you access to a validated clinical program, and it helps women adhere to that program for those 3 months. You need 3 months of training to help with those symptoms.
How have clinical studies informed the direction of assisting women with correcting their Kegel exercises and also going into like their motivation for doing their exercises?
So the clinical studies that we have done have really shown the utility of the device. And I guess that's been done in women who have had urinary incontinence, but also in women who we have used in studies actually showing that the device is effective in giving feedback on the actual pressures that are developed in the vagina. It's an intravaginal device. And so that it's effective in terms of what happens to that pressure is related to what happens to the muscle. So we know if there's a rise in pressure, there is a change in the muscle function in that it is working to increase those pressures. So it's not just a consequence of some other anomaly that you're getting this rise in pressure. And so these studies have worked up over time from showing that the device is valid to the point where showing that the device actually is effective and can deliver for women who have got incontinence. But also I'd just like to point out that it's really important for women to do their pelvic floor muscle exercises as a prevention, as well as for when they've actually got symptoms of incontinence.
I also did read a previous press release that you had done where you mentioned that the culture surrounding women with urinary incontinence is very restrictive, where they're being told, don't do the vacuuming, don't do the kettle, or else you're going to have all these kind of effects. How is the FemFit technology, how do you see that shifting perspectives as time goes on?
A lot of that advice has always been based historically on what we know, but it's not really based on evidence. And so using an instrument like the FemFit can really give you some evidence behind whether that advice is based on anything valid or whether it's just advice that's been given over the years and has not really changed. In terms of exercise after childbirth, in terms of returning to high impact sport, or even just literally walking around the block, this instrument will really be able to guide women into how their pelvic floor muscle is functioning during those tasks and also those tasks of daily living, because it gives you that relationship between abdominal pressure and pelvic floor muscle pressure, which is something that the design of the instrument has given you, that ability to measure that vaginal pressure profile, which is also a unique feature of the FemFit compared to the other devices on the market. So it really is those studies which have shown the utility of measuring a vaginal pressure profile as to what activities can be conducted, knowing that you want to keep your abdominal pressures fairly low if your pelvic floor muscles are not functioning optimally.
Where do you see the future of FEM technology heading?
I think I'm really excited that there has been this whole development of this new genre called FemTech, because for many years, the issue of women's health has not received the same attention that it should have. And so I think having this ability now to occupy the space for women's health with potential research surging ahead, potential venture capitalists being interested in the FemTech space, and women taking ownership is something that's been sadly lacking and really needed. Look, there's a long way to go. We still only have about 3% of the market, but things are changing, and I think people are becoming more and more aware that this is something that's really needed and something that's been lacking in the past. It always has been a male-dominated space, and women are different. So I'm pleased that things are moving in the right direction, but I still think we have a way to go.
And that was Dr. Jennifer Kruger from the Auckland Bioengineering Institute speaking to me about how FemFit is designed to aid women with preventing and recovering from urinary incontinence.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.